If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick ain't it.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2023. Bangers, bangers, bangers. Just for you and me. Yeah. Church announcements. Angel, what's going on? You international rap superstar.
Period. So this is the bonus. So on Tuesday, the music video premiere of One Margarita, the Saucy Mix, featuring Saucy Santana, will be dropping on my YouTube channel. So go over there and check it out. It'll also be on the other platforms that you follow me on. The Is This Going to Cause an Argument tour is going to be back on the road. Houston is already sold out. So if you didn't get your tickets, I don't know what to tell you. But we still got tickets for Chicago and New York. So come on and see us. And we might try to reschedule Atlanta and do Seattle. But
what are those dates for Chicago and New York?
Chicago and New York. The 10th is Chicago, the 10th of August. And then the 12th of August is New York. So come see us.
Are those weekends?
The 10th is a Thursday. And the 12th is a Saturday.
Are we there that weekend?
I'm trying to see. The 10th is Chicago?
Yeah. Are y'all in Chicago?
We're in D.C. that day, the next day.
Oh, okay.
No pit stop.
And the 12th, we're in Charlotte.
And we're in New York.
You know who I met, by the way, mentioning D.C., who was a friend of the pod? Bobby Carter. Do you know who Bobby Carter is?
No, give me more.
Bobby Carter is the producer for Tiny Desk.
Oh, wow.
He is the one that all the ones we love.
Yes.
It's Bobby Carter. How about he DM me 2 years ago, because I don't have Instagram DM set up to people who don't follow me, never saw it.
Oh, no.
Somehow I got connected to him. I stopped following him on Twitter, and he invited us to come to Tiny Desk when we're in D.C.
Oh, so you and Tony are going to get to go to the Tony? Tiny?
Oh, yeah. It's Latin Music Heritage Month. He was like, I don't know if you care. I was like, I'll kind of Tiny Desk.
I wish you would have told Natalia me before. Now, I was just in D.C. I would have been like, Bobby, I know you didn't tell
Harder.
Me. I want to come.
So anyway, any great. More announcements on your end?
So many, but I can't remember. Those are the ones that are important right now.
You smacked Saucy Santana's butt in that video.
Oh, in the little.
You smacked his. He goes by he, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I just call him Saucy.
Yeah, you smacked his butt, and I was like, you can't. Can you do that?
I smacked his butt, and then I said, oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked your permission.
What'd he say?
He said, it's fine.
Why you channel his voice?
It's fine. I said, okay.
All right. My church announcements. New York City has, I probably won't even promote it this week because it's just less than 100 seats. But like a maniac, I check 4 or 5 times a day.
Oh, bless it.
To me, it's not sold out. Now, industry-wise, wide, 85% of tickets sold out is considered a sellout.
Uh-huh.
To Kevin Fredericks, every single
ticket
blue must be white.
Must be dollar gone. Left on
every
the table.
Blue must be white.
Yes.
And I'm talking about it's way up in the balcony, scattered across. Every blue must be white. So
that's for which one? New York?
New York City. And that's like 15 horn.
When y'all there? Wow. When y'all there?
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Saturday in the park. Something about the 4th of July.
Already with the Ball Brothers? It's already started already. Up?
1 week apart, Angel. We're back on the road.
I had 1 week in Mexico and it was right. The thing about dating.
Oh.
In L.A. Ouch.
I'm going to try to come
to y'all's excited for Ball Brothers because I'm doing only 35 minutes instead of 45 to 50. And I am opening for Tony instead of having to follow him.
Wow.
And how much time is people doing up top?
B. Lou's doing 10. Tahir's doing 10. Kevin Fredericks is doing 35. Anthony Charles Baker is doing 35. 90 minutes in and out.
That's going to be a good show.
I'm so excited.
I get off work early. I've never been.
You get to go home.
I could take my socks off and listen to Tony the Baker.
Oh, you could.
And I've been putting pressure on him because I'm like, my set is tight. Good to go. You, but he's like, nah, let me follow you. I was like, no, man, I already followed you for 2 years. Getting dug on standing ovations, now I gotta follow behind you. No, I want you to feel what I felt now. And he didn't take it easy on me. Nobody did. Oh, they all went as hard as they could go.
Prove, man.
Yeah, people was leaving. They was like, Tony Becker's gone. Let me get my purse. Hey.
Sit your ass down.
Me, Kevin.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Well, yeah. You. Sit down.
Tony closed down the show. I'm going to be in the back drinking pineapple juice, talking with friends.
It's going
to
be good.
All right, so I want to talk to you about this, Angel.
Come on.
I don't know who this government person was, but Patreon member Tara Johnson said, can we please talk about the aliens?
Yes.
But make it fun, lol. Like, what would you do with a new plan with these aliens? What would your alien name be? Now, here's why that came up. Somebody, a government official, was testifying some sort of
testifiable thing. He was like a former Air Force something.
Yes.
I was trying to understand where his credibility came from. Also, what was this committee? Because it wasn't like...
It's just be stuff. They just be doing
stuff. I was like, y'all are just in a room.
Committees and subcommittees.
I don't see no flag.
And councils.
I don't see anybody testify over
a Bible.
They
just be talking. But they snuck in. They was like, we found, you know what I'm saying, none... human life form.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got them in the back. And the funniest thing happened is like the American public for the most part was like, I really have a lot of stuff going on right now.
Right.
I just
like, okay, so then what? Are they gonna pay taxes too? Like, what is it?
It's just too much in my actual life for alien. As long as they not trying to live up in here.
Right.
And like Angel said, y'all better be paying taxes.
Listen, are you putting in on this?
You better gleek day that butt right over to 20% of your whatever y'all's coins are.
You putting in on this pizza that we all want.
Convert it to U.S. dollars. Because if y'all going to be in here sucking up the air with your little spaceships, then you better be putting something on it. Don't be just gleeping, glorbing, and not putting on nothing.
Listen.
The planet is hot enough. There ain't no AC in the studio today. Y'all burning your little
hot as hell,
jet fuel, burning up the planet, and y'all ain't putting none on the AC.
Oh, no, they're going to put something on it. Listen, we were on Fox 29 in Philadelphia, and we were watching the show before we went on and did our segment, and there was this black man on there. Well, everybody there was black, but there was this black guy on there. He was like, so recapping what the man said about there's alien life form. There's definitely been, they're no longer called UFOs. They're called something else. It don't really matter. He said, so either one or two things are possible. Either this man is out of his mind, which I was not expecting. He said, or we're somewhere in between him being out of his mind and there being some truth. There was no like, this could really be supposed. None of us were expecting that, but I hope, I would love it. Because he was talking about the probability. When we think about how many galaxies there are, we think about like how many planets there are.
Yes.
There's a possibility, even though we have never actually seen it with our own eyes. I would want to see what they thought of us.
They're probably
haven't seen aliens, I think this is the point you're about to make, is because we are like an anthill. In the back of a dumpster.
A meme where there were like aliens roll the windows up in the UFO and lock the doors.
Absolutely. That gif of Rihanna rolling the window up. What about our life where we still on fossil fuels? If they traveled the light years it took
to get here
and they stopped and we putting gas. Yeah, man, what we do is we burn coal to drive our... They probably like, ugh!
I'm sorry, can I do a quick aside? Because you all said aliens. As we all know, Sinead O'Connor passed away this past week.
She went on to be with him.
And I saw it in the news, and I had my phone. I said, oh my gosh, Sinead O'Connor died and showed Marcus. He said, is that the woman from Aliens?
I said, God.
You mean Sigourney Weaver? He said... Okay, but was she in Aliens too? Still trying to figure out Sinead.
That is my worst nightmare. The only thing worse than that is dying and people thinking you are already dead. That's the worst.
Oh, I kill off everybody just, all the time. They still were alive? I didn't know.
When I died, like, you know what? The rudest thing Michael Jackson ever did is give Farrah Fawcett 2 hours and then die on the same day she died. Because it was like, oh, Farrah Fawcett. Michael Jackson!
He said.
They done scooped Farrah off to the side of the... Get her off
down a hill.
The king of pop.
Breaking news during Farrah Fawcett's tribute.
Dog, you go... Give me the whole day.
No.
He done gave her 2.5 hours.
She
don't
need more than a day. She needed a whole year in order not to be trumped by his death.
When Michael Jackson died, we came to L.A. the next day. The people who make up the cheap shirts to sell, they had the wrong death day.
Of course.
They had the day prior to his death. And we were like, he didn't even die that day. He was like, I'll give you 5 off. Sir, I don't.
They like, yeah, he was. They just didn't tell us.
You are commemorating.
I was gonna say it was the onset started.
Yeah, he had already diminished. They just didn't want to tell us.
No, what the new thing is, we're going to give you the birthday to the last full day.
Right.
That's what we're going to keep. Because the day he died, they ain't even 24 hours.
He ain't even alive no more.
He ain't even alive for that whole day.
The book ends of when he's alive.
It's a prorated rate.
It's a prorated on the full day. We give you that last full life to life, baby.
That's awful. This is so bad.
But aliens, back to them. I truly think we probably look like when we look at apes eating the bugs off of their own booties. That's what we look like. That's what we look like to them. We are just eating the poop and the bugs off of our own body. And they're like, put them in a cage.
They see our cable service, see how slow it is. They'd be like, what the hell?
They're like, 5G. What is this?
That's funny because when you travel international, and you be in like underdeveloped countries, or I think they're called Global South, and the phone be 2G max.
Oh, I'd
be
like,
I gotta go to the hotel. I can't do it. And that's our whole planet.
Yes.
We are a flip phone with one bar
and 1G
service.
They're on Z. They're like, y'all are at G still?
You guys have to charge things?
Oh my God. We are the charger.
Yes.
That's what they do. That is
and
what?
Guess what? Let me tell you what. Them aliens, them government people, I bet you somebody, if they found a hole, they done tried to smash an alien. I know they did.
What?
Oh. If they found a hole in one of them things, they didn't.
This person on Twitter was making this point that men.
Smashing aliens?
No.
Oh.
They were talking about men. They're like, you fighting over men's approval? Men will have sex with anything.
Yes.
They will have sex with themselves. Ugly women, beautiful women, animals. They don't want men in the morgues because they was having sex with a dead body. Absolutely. Men are the worst judge of what a man will have sex with. And I was like, dang, I didn't know that about morgues. I didn't know they were just like,
They were having sex with the animals in the Bible. That's why God had to put it in the... He was like, don't have sex with the animals. You would think that was easily to know. But he was like, see, y'all are nasty. Leave them sheep alone.
I know God was like... I know he didn't go.
He really doing
he really
it.
He's by himself with the
pasture. God's just looking down. He's like.
I can see you. You ain't even under a tree. You just out here in the open.
Just seeing a sheep like, hey, that sheep kind of bad.
Come on.
Oh, now you don't like this, Josh. Stop you do this all the time. But the fact that God was like, you know what? Hey, write this down. Leave them doggone animals alone.
Listen, them
and leave that bestiality alone.
If them aliens are real, know that there's going to be another commandment that comes out of nowhere. The aliens don't even need hoes. They will just stroke the alien across their junk
roll
them over to create some sort of...
Them aliens probably be on that tantric sex.
Oh, yeah.
They don't even probably need to put the stuff...
That's it. They do like that. Boop. Like, just jizz everywhere.
They probably like, yeah, girl, look at that Dr. Strange.
Stop it.
Who, boy? Yeah, I got that glitter on your glato.
No, on the glato.
Yeah, working the glitter on your glato. They ain't got to be pumping and dumping. They like, girl. She like, sclorb, sclorb.
Sclorb, is that what she said? Sclorb? You dummy.
Sclorb.
Oh, that would be great, though. If that's all alien sex was, all they had to do was that, nigga, orgasm all day.
You busted off of that. A bust of nut.
All day.
You walk by your... All right, Liz. Keep on. I'm going to touch your lobe.
She's like, leave me alone. This is my third pair of drawers today. I'll be like, come on.
I'm on your glorb.
Make my glorb blue. Come on. Make my glorb blue right now. Oh, I would love it. I would hope they're cute. This is the thing. There's been cute looking aliens, and then there's the ones that got like 6 set of teeth. That's what I'm hoping we don't get. That we don't get the Flavor Flav of aliens. I want, you know, Flavor Flav. Love them. I want like the softer version of the alien though.
You want fine aliens?
Yeah, I want at least cute.
Look at these tentacles, like, oh, boy. Oh. You don't want Predator?
Yeah, that's too much.
Predator, he had, he had them locks. The locks were fresh.
Yes.
His face, he had a little work. He had that extra.
Right.
Yeah, but his face, got some fillers. They got fillers now.
The locks were kept.
Yeah, like a little light lifter, you know?
What's the best looking alien?
Huh? The best looking alien?
Yeah, like in a movie. Is there any that's even been? It's probably
Guardians of the Galaxy. What's her name?
Zoe Saldana.
God bless her.
The Zoe Saldana.
What's her name in the movie?
Simona.
Gamora.
I said Simona.
I think so, right?
Yeah, Gamora.
Gamora? The girl?
Oh, yeah, that one. She was cute.
She was all right.
With the little...
Loki! Robot girl, a little thick. I don't know how... You know what I'm saying? How you her get sister? In the 10. Her sister? I don't know how you get in the 10. You know what I'm saying?
You're chafing that skin if you're getting that skin.
Oh, it's definitely good. You're going to need a little Vaseline. Yeah.
You're going to need a little lube.
Yeah, WD-40.
You know, and you popped her eye. You know her sock.
Y'all can watch porn. Why y'all doing this? She'll just...
Speaking of porn, me and Melissa went to a party this weekend.
Oh, I don't know where this is going.
What up, y'all? I hope you enjoy this bonus clip snippet. Listen, if you want the full bonus episode, then hit the Kev On Stage Studios Patreon. It's right here on the thing you're looking at. You get patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios. You can click KevOnStage.com. You're missing out. Me and Angel do full-on bonus episodes, and depending on what the topic is, sometimes the better episode is the bonus. Honestly, we're a little more relaxed on the bonus episode because we know it's not going public, so we let our hair down. Well, she lets her hair down. I let my beard down. We also have full shows that never air in full on the YouTube. Exclusive shows, merch, discounts, tickets. But the thing that you're really missing out on is the community. It's the people like you. Black people, some whites, some Mexicans too, but we all kind of cool. They be cool, you know what I'm saying? Allies, if you will. So join us and stop just having the snippet only. You guys just got the tip. Get the full shaft. Patreon. Here's another thing for
Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage, and that chick Angel.